This is Jim Field.
And Levon Eblen.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Well, we got through Halloween.
Yes, I haven't heard of any bad things that happened, but then, and it wasn't on the news.
You know, tricks.
If it was really, if there was really some naughty tricks, we didn't hear it on the news at KJN.
No tricks.
That's good.
It's kind of funny. You ask around, that's the most popular question on the Friday after, well, this year it's a Friday, but on the day after Thanksgiving is, how many kids did you have? And I know what your answer is.
Yes, none.
You guys live out in the sticks.
Yes.
We actually had, and you know, we live on a dead-end street that's where there are not a lot of children, but yet we had quite a few. I think we had like 45 or 50 thereabouts at the end of the night.
That's a pretty good number.
And we thought that was pretty good. It's not, you know, where we used to live was on a busy corner. We used to have easily over 100 kids stop by, 150 or whatever.
Wow.
But that was pretty good. I know my wife was a little worried about running out of candy. We didn't. We got through it, but she was a little worried about running out of candy.
What did you survey the costumes to see what the popular costumes were?
You know, I tried to stay kind of away from it. She loves that stuff. So my wife usually tends the door and takes care of that. But yeah, she was kind of keeping me appraised of things. A lot of traditional stuff. I was surprised, though, because I read an article a few weeks ago where they said that with the popularity of the show Duck Dynasty, that they were speculating that probably about one out of every 10 kids would be toting a beard, would be dressed like one of the characters. We saw one.
One. Just
only
one.
So.
And my guess is for the little girls, they were princesses, but I don't know if that's kind of over the hill or not. But, you know, for a while, if the princess was the thing, every little girl wanted to be a princess.
And every little boy wanted to be a football player.
Yeah, that's true.
It kind of seemed like, or an astronaut, or a policeman, or a fireman, or some of the common things that the kids always aspire to. But yeah, it was pretty colorful. It was pretty creative, and you know, sometimes you don't even pay much attention to the costumes because you're so busy just getting the candy into all those bags and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't even really look at the kids to see how they're dressed that much. But it's interesting. Some of them put a lot of effort into that.
Oh, yes. For some people, and I was just reading an article about it's the man in the household who's really into Halloween, and he's the one who makes sure the kids are in full costume, and his mom helps him if there's sewing involved and so on. But he's the one that wants to do Halloween, and his wife says, "That's not my kind of thing. You just go for it." So, and their child, let's see, I think that was in the paper. Their child ended up having her picture on TV.
Oh.
Because it was a little bitty kid that was dressed as a mummy. And it was a cute little kid. But so that's sort of a turnaround, you know. He's just so into this Halloween thing.
It's fun to watch. It is kind of nice to see some of the creative ideas kids come up with. You can go to stores and buy ready-made, prepackaged costumes and things with the little plastic masks and what have you. But, you know, that's never quite as much fun.
$1 billion worth.
Yeah, they get a little pricey.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a lot more fun to piece some things together.
Well, it's lots more creative.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Make a project out of it. Use what's at home.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, make a project out of it. They had fun.
And talking, I would just move from Halloween because for a couple of times, Jim, we've talked about fall and the falling leaves and all this. And I always say, I don't rake leaves. I live in the country. But guess what I'm raking this year?
Yes, I am raking
because we have walnut trees. I am raking walnuts. They are so plentiful, you cannot walk across the ground.
I've heard people say that they should dub this the walnut capital of the world.
Well, wherever there are walnut trees in this area. You know, I think it's like the apples and all the other things that we've talked are so plentiful. The walnuts are just not. I don't think we'd have enough squirrels to keep up with burying all of them.
I've been amazed how many people have called here to wanting to put their address on Trading Post, on our Trading Post program, just saying we have big walnuts with lots of meat and they're all over the place. Please come get them.
Just come, you'd stand in one spot and you could pick up a whole bucket full.
Yeah. Do you use them at all?
No, I don't.
Do you like them at all?
It's okay if, you know, I have somebody that made a cookie and they use black walnuts. But if I eat more than a couple, my tongue gets sore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. They're not like a peanut or a cashew or something where you might sit down and eat a few handfuls.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that it's a little much. They're a little overbearing to do that, but they're
special
a good
flavor.
They're a good complement in moderation to certain things. Problem is we don't have them in moderation this year.
Right.
We got buckets
but
full of them.
They could go in the freezer and keep for quite a long time. So
it's true.
You know, if people want to, however they want to shell them, and I'm sure you've heard people say, well, you know, they kept them until it was too cold to do other stuff outside, and then in the wintertime they'd pick out the walnut meats.
Is it something, I'm not terribly familiar, I've never lived anywhere where we had lots of, you know, walnut trees and things, but do you need to remove them? Is it necessary? What happens if they sit there and get covered up by snow? Does it really make a mess come spring?
Well, there's still, first of all, those green shells are going to come off, and they sort of eventually disintegrate. Well, then you've got the hard shell left, and eventually you'll just press them into the ground, but when you have this many, it would be kind of a mess in your yard.
It would be the most comfortable thing to walk on, and it certainly wouldn't be the most attractive thing to look at.
Right. But eventually, yeah, they all disintegrate, but it takes a while.
Sure, probably does. Can't have enough salads or cookies or whatever to get rid of that many. Well, there you go. There are plenty of them out there. So if you have any great black walnut recipes, by golly, you're good to go this year.
Lots of people would just be glad to have you come and pick them up.
I bet they would. Well, you know, something else we're getting kind of close to as well now as we keep turning the page here and working our way through the year. Yeah, here we are in November now, and the next holiday is one that sometimes gets a little bit overlooked. And I'm not even talking about Thanksgiving.
Not Thanksgiving, before then.
Yeah.
Soon before then.
Soon before then, yeah. Coming up just in a week from, about a week from now, is Veterans Day. And I hope everybody takes some time out on Monday, November 11th, to remember Veterans Day and those folks that worked so hard and in some cases gave lots, in some cases all, to make sure that we can continue to have the freedoms that, well, we still have left. We seem to be losing those at a rapid pace anymore. People used to fight for freedoms. Now we hand them away. But remember those folks that have been so good with their time and resources and and their lives to help us be where we are. And, you know, it's kind of neat. There have been some honor flights been going on for a few years now, and now they're doing some Korean veteran honor flights. And they did one here for folks in Southwest Iowa just this last week. And I haven't had a chance to catch up with them. I've got a couple of standing appointments now with some guys who went on those to visit with them a little bit about that. And it's going to be interesting to see their response and what their thoughts were after they got a chance to visit all the monuments and memorials in Washington, D.C.
And it's really great that they're continuing those because, you know, those World War II, they did those for quite a few years, but there are just not many of those World War II vets that are able even to get out and do that. So I'm glad they didn't quit with World War II, that they're continuing to honor the vets and give that opportunity because it is a tremendous opportunity. And I think in the past, I know you've seen stories and I've talked to a couple of the vets have been on that. It's not just going to D.C. It's all of the preparation and, you know, people line the streets and, you know, really honor them in a lot of ways in addition to the actual flight.
And the camaraderie involved. I mean, to get an opportunity to do that, you know, spouses aren't allowed on these honor flights. It's, you know, it's you and it's all the people that you served with. You might not have actually been with them in your units and things, but these are all people that have a common bond. And I'm sure that there are a lot of stories that are told during the course of those times that maybe in some cases haven't been told.
Exactly.
Just because they feel comfortable telling stories around them. And it's an interesting time. And it's, you know, the Korean War is oftentimes called the Forgotten War, wedged between Vietnam, which got so much publicity, of course, and then World War II. But, you know, it's not forgotten by the people who served to be able to do that. And it is really neat to see beforehand so many people and businesses stepping up to donate to make these happen.
Right.
That's not easy.
It's a yes. And then all the people who go along, there's the, you know, people who go along sort of as caretakers or guides or whatever. So those all have to be sponsored also. And it's a great community effort, actually.
It's a nice memory for them to have. Mm-hmm. And so we wish everyone the best. We'll talk about again that next week too. But don't forget, get that on your calendar. Salute a veteran when you see them. And also, don't forget something else this weekend, too. Daylight saving time ends this weekend. We go back to standard time. So don't forget to turn your clocks back an hour.
Fall back.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to be an hour early for church, but you might be a little embarrassed. So, yeah, make sure that you do turn those clocks back this weekend. We'll remind you here at the end of the program, too, but and when you're doing that, maybe change the batteries in those smoke detectors at the same time.
Yeah, if you didn't do that during Fire Prevention Week, now's the good time to do that.
Yeah.
Got to have some time as a reminder there to do it yearly.
Absolutely.
Even if it seems like they're still good, change them.
Yeah, because they don't do you any good when they're no good. Right. So, and then sometimes they don't tell you. Sometimes it, you get that annoying squeal at 2 a.m.
I was going to say, sometimes they tell you and you go, oh, yeah. I hate that. That is, I'm not sure who could sleep through that sound. And that's the very purpose of it, of course.
No, I know no one in my house can, humans or pets. It's kind of tough.
If it happens when you're asleep, you probably jump 2 feet off the bed.
You got that right. Well, a lot of things going on here around the Nishna Valley here in the coming days and weeks. A few things going on this weekend, and tell you about some things going on yet this Sunday before we start moving on to some other stuff here. The Griswold United Methodist Church is having its fall dinner this Sunday, November 3rd. That's from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. They're serving roast turkey, dressing, ham balls, potatoes, gravy, corn, green beans, assorted salads, dinner rolls, and assorted pies. That sounds like a good belly full. Sounds like a
very,
nap.
Yeah, exactly. And it's on Sunday, so you could do that.
Absolutely. $8.50 for adults, $4 for kids 5 to 10, and under 5 are free. They do have carryouts available. Just call the church at 778-4178, and the carryout cost is $9 for adults and $4.50 for kids 5 to 10. It is okay to take a nap after the meal on days other than Thanksgiving.
Why not Thanksgiving?
Well, everybody does that. That's common.
Oh, I see.
I can never watch a full football game on Thanksgiving because I always take a nap after dinner. Also this Sunday, November 3rd, St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina is having its harvest dinner from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The menu including roast beef and ham balls with mashed potatoes, gravy and rolls, green beans, salad bar, pies, desserts, and drinks. Carryouts are available. $8 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under, and preschoolers are free. And also this Sunday, November 3rd, the Casey United Methodist Church annual Fall Harvest Bazaar Dinner and Auction will be held at the Casey Community Building. The bazaar beginning at 10:30 a.m., dinner served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then the auction starting at 1 p.m. Now, the menu includes beef and noodles, ham balls, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad, roll, and pie. It's $8.50 for adults, $4.50 for children under 12, and preschoolers are free, and they do have carryouts available for that event. Also, those are just a few of the things coming up yet this weekend here on Sunday. So put those on your calendar.
Yes, busy time, just lots of options.
You bet. Well, let's take a break, and then we've got plenty more stuff coming up after this weekend.
You bet.
Yeah, we'll do that right after we take this short break.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back with plenty more where all that stuff came from. We've got some things going on here in the next couple of weeks, and plenty going on this week.
And we don't have to wait until the weekend. Adair Pancake Day is going to be Tuesday, November 5th. The Adair Chamber of Commerce sponsors their annual Pancake Day on November 5th at the Adair Community Center. Pancake, sausage, eggs, and beverage will be served, not for breakfast. This is 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the west portion of the community center. Admission is free, but of course they would like to have some donations. They'd accept donations for the Adair Celebration Fund. And then if you're lucky, there's two drawings for $50 in Chamber Bucks. And of course, everyone is invited. Evidently, this is a very popular event, Pancake Day. Serve 4:30 to 7:30 at the Adair Adair Community Center on Tuesday, November 5th.
We used to do that every now and then when we were young. Remember Mom and Dad, just every now and again, you'd have breakfast for dinner.
You bet.
Might be scrambled eggs and bacon or something, or it might be pancakes and things. It's just fun once in a while.
When I do that, it's because I can't figure out what else to have, and it's pretty simple.
Usually have eggs in the house or something,
yes,
so
exactly.
You're good. But it's kind of fun to shake things up once in a while.
It is.
So. have fun with that. Also coming up this Tuesday, November 5th, the Brayton Lutheran Church All Saints Soup Spectacular will be held, and that'll be at the Brayton Town Hall. Now, they'll be serving soup, sandwiches, and desserts, and asking for your free will offering from 5 to 7 p.m., and everyone is welcome to attend. Also this Tuesday, November 5th, an Audubon County Child Care Needs Meeting will be held at 6:30 p.m. at the Audubon County Economic Development Meeting Room. Concerned citizens, employers, business leaders, parents, and child care providers are all invited to attend. And also the rest of this next week, I have a lot of blood drives around the area. Wednesday, there are two blood drives here in the area. There's one at the Riverside High School at 501 Oakland Avenue in Oakland, and that'll be from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And also on Wednesday, there'll be one from noon until 6 p.m. at the Exira Rec Center, which is at 106 North Jefferson Street in Exira. So you can call ahead 1-800-RED-CROSS for appointments, or you can always stop by. They always take walk-ins. They appreciate it. I tell you, what's one thing you don't see much anymore is after blood drives are over, people announcing, we made our goal.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that, but that's true. Yeah. They do set goals, and it's always needed. You say, you know, a number of them coming up, it's needed all the time.
You bet. A couple of others this week, too. On Thursday, this Thursday, November 7th, there'll be a blood drive held at the St. Boniface Catholic Parish Center at 305 Duren Street in Westphalia. That'll be from noon until 6 p.m. And coming up this Friday, November 8th, there'll be a Red Cross blood drive at the Griswold High School, and that'll be from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And again, there too, for any of those, you can call 800-RED-CROSS to set up your appointments so you can be ready to go. So hope you get a chance to do that and help those folks out.
Always needed, as I say. Well, then we're to the weekend, and Saturday, November 9th, is the second annual Griswold Holiday Expo. That's from 10 to 3 at the Griswold Community Building, and there'll be numerous crafters and vendors, door prizes, refreshments, free admission, and it's sponsored by the Griswold Community Betterment. That's the second annual Griswold Holiday Expo, Saturday, November 9, 10 to 3. And then moving on to Sunday of that same weekend is the Adair United Methodist Church Fall Dinner and Harvest Sale, and that's at the Adair Community Center. They'll be serving from 11 to, starts at 11. The auction is at 1. So Sunday, November 10, Fall Dinner and Harvest Sale at the Adair Community Center. Windsor chops, baked potato, vegetables, salad bar, and pie. Adults, $9. Children 12 and under, $5. Preschoolers free. And as so commonly done, carryouts are available. So give them a call at 742-5220. That's the 10th for the Adair United Methodist Church Fall Dinner and Harvest Sale. And earlier we talked about Veterans Day. The Honoring Our Veterans Breakfast will be held in Harlan at Veterans Auditorium Sunday, November 10, 7 to noon. And they will be having scrambled eggs, biscuits and gravy, toast, bacon, milk, orange juice, coffee, and a bake sale. That's all at the Veterans Auditorium the 10th, Sunday the 10th, 7 a.m. to noon to honor the veterans.
Very good. A few other things coming up here this next weekend, too. Next weekend, on Saturday, November 9th, a benefit soup supper will be held at the Marnie Community Hall, and that'll be serving from 5:30 until the soup is gone. Now, the proceeds will benefit the Hoffman family, who suffered a terrible loss in the Wayne, Nebraska tornado. Again, that's this Saturday, November 9th. Also, we have a few presentations from area high schools coming up here this next weekend as well. The Cam High School Vocal Music Department is presenting Who Wants to Be a Musical Millionaire? Ooh, I do. It will be performed at the Cam High School in Anita at 7 o'clock Saturday night, November 9th, and then again on Sunday, November 10th. And tickets are $6 if you get them ahead of time. They're $7 at the door. They're available at all Cam school offices located in Anita and Messina. So they hope a lot of folks come out and support the Cam Music Department that weekend. Also, the Griswold Community High School is presenting Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical Oklahoma. Performances will be Saturday, November 9th at 7 p.m., Sunday, November 10th at 2 p.m., and then they're going to carry it over into a second weekend as well. It'll be Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m., and those shows will be in the Griswold High School Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at the Griswold High School office. They are $7 per person. So an opportunity for you to get out and enjoy a nice night.
And yes, a fun night. Just see those students perform, and they've been working really hard, so they need a good audience.
Absolutely. Also, Sunday, November 10th, in addition to what LaVon shared with you here a little bit ago, the Knights of Columbus of Adair and Anita are holding a pancake breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church Hall in Adair. Free will offering is asked for, and the public is invited to attend. Also, the annual Messina Methodist Dinner and Bazaar will be held at the church on Sunday, November 10th. That dinner featuring a pork loin with dressing and also beef and noodles with all the trimmings. It'll be served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and they'll have a free will offering this year. A bake sale will begin at 10:30, and the bazaar auction beginning at 1:30. And they do have carryouts available there as well, and it's also handicapped accessible for those folks who need that opportunity. Also coming up on Sunday, November 10th, the Exira Masons Veterans Day breakfast will be held from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Brayton Town Hall. They'll be serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, and French toast. It's all you can eat for your free will donation, with the proceeds going to the Brayton, Exira, and Elkhorn American Legion posts. And then we can move on into some of the things coming up down the road a little further here. Tuesday, November 12th, where there's a Red Cross blood drive that'll be held at Veterans Memorial Building in Harlan. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. On Wednesday, November 13th, there'll be a blood drive held at the Villisca Community Center, and that'll be from noon until 6. And also Thursday, November 14th, there'll be a blood drive held at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. And that'll be from noon until 6 p.m. You can call Fred and Becky Hunt to set your appointments for that one at 243-5777. And again, in all those cases, they do appreciate walk-ins as well, anytime folks are willing to do that. I want to throw another one here at you real quick, too, because we're going to turn the corner not too far down the road, and we're going to be talking Christmas in almost no time at all. But there's a benefit coming up on Saturday, November 16th, that I wanted to throw at you here, too, so you can get it on your schedule. It's a benefit for Glenn McGill of Atlantic. It'll be held from 5 to 8 p.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Glenn has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and a meal will be provided for a free will donation. A raffle tickets will be available for $1 each or $6 for $5, and those tickets can be purchased at Napa or Ed's Lawn Equipment or at the benefit. And the raffle items that they're going to have include a string trimmer, a TV, and an iPad, all things that most folks could use. So if you could put that on your schedule, they would sure appreciate it, and they'd love to see you there as well.
I have a couple of items here too. November 12th is the Anita Public Library will host this year's All Cass County Reads author, Dwayne Ocker. And that's on Tuesday, November 12th, 7 to 8 p.m. And, of course, he'll be talking about his newest book, From Troublesome Creek, that tells about his beginnings. And he also gives you some pointers about book publishing and just gets your thoughts kind of going on what maybe you'd like to share with folks. The library does have that book, From Troublesome Creek, as well as a previous book, Two at a Time, on loan for the public. And there will be some refreshments served. Again, that is November 12th, 7 to 8 p.m. at the Anita Public Library. And then back to more food, the Messina Baptist Harvest Supper will be held November 15th. The Messina Baptist Church will host their annual Harvest Supper on Friday, November 15th at 6 p.m. at the church. And this is a free Thanksgiving supper for the whole family, a free Thanksgiving supper. So that's a little unique on November 15th.
And one other thing we probably should throw in there, too, and I can't believe you didn't beat me to this, the Friends of the Family annual pumpkin roll fundraiser is underway, right?
Absolutely, and you better get your telephone call made ordering your pumpkin rolls.
Proceeds will assist survivors of domestic abuse, and a limited number of rolls are made each year. How many?
400. You think that's the limited number? Yeah, we used to make like 600.
I don't know. It might be limited because that's all you're making, but that sounds like a lot to me.
But let me tell you, some people order 10 and 12 at a time, so that number goes fast.
It does. The rolls are $12 each. They'll be ready November 15th and 16th, so you need to get after it if you want to get your order placed. 243-6615. 243-6615 if you'd like to place that order.
And you could also volunteer to help.
There you go.
Yeah, it's you know, it's fun. People have a good time visiting with other people, and no, you don't know, you don't need to know how to make the entire pumpkin roll. You just have one little piece of it to do.
It's an assembly line process.
Yes, it is, and it's a good time.
Good. Hey, I don't have any anniversaries over here in front of me, but you have some birthdays.
I do quite a few birthdays, actually. We received the list from the Salem Lutheran Home, and Ruth Thompson is celebrating her birthday on November 7th, and Carol Hopp will celebrate her birthday on November 9th. And then from the Exira Care Center, we want to say happy birthday to Joanne or Joan, I think Joanne Derby, on the 4th of November. And I think I have another list. Yes, here it is, the Friendship Home. And we have one birthday there to talk about. Howard Hansen will be celebrating his birthday on November 3rd. And then a couple of others that we've heard from. Catherine Witzman will be celebrating her 95th birthday on November 5th. And so card shower would be really nice. You can send a card to Catherine at 1300 East 19th Street, number 504 in Atlantic. That's happy birthday to Catherine Witzman on her 95th birthday. And another 95th birthday, John Robinson will celebrate on Wednesday, November 6th. And again, it would be great to send him a card. And his address is 1200 Brook Ridge Circle in Atlantic. That's John Robinson celebrating his 95th birthday, November 6th. And on the following day, November 7th, Helen Peterson is celebrating her 92nd birthday. And her cards go to the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. That's 2306 State Street, Apartment 11, Guthrie Center. And that's Helen Peterson celebrating her 92nd birthday on November 2nd. Happy birthday to all of those folks.
Absolutely. And I know in the last few minutes that we have here, you had a project that you wanted to talk a little bit about.
I certainly do. It's time to nominate someone to be honored with the Athena Award. And the Athena Award is available to both men and women. But when you... And you know, Jim, in the past, it's all been women, but it's possible, you know, men are eligible too. Kind of the criteria, people first think about, okay, somebody who's a great volunteer, and that's important. But the criteria for the Athena Award is, one, this person assists other women in reaching their full leadership potential. So it may be somebody who's, you know, just kind of at the starting of somebody's career, something that you help another woman along in her career or whatever she's doing. And two, the professional accomplishments. What has this person accomplished in their own lives and in their community work? And community service and civic service is the third criteria. So those three major criteria. So in all of those, of course, there's going to be a lot of volunteer work. But don't just think volunteers. There's other awards for those. Think about who helps other women. That's the number one different criteria. Professional accomplishments and community service. The nomination form is pretty simple. It doesn't require pages and pages and pages. In fact, it's like 2 pages. You write about that woman. Sometimes you need to kind of check out with other people, so be thinking about who you'd like to nominate. And the nomination forms will be available at the chamber. They are not available yet, but as soon as they get them, they'll mail them out to you if you stop by and say you want one. The deadline is November 22nd. And a couple reasons for that. There is an award, the Athena Award, with this lovely statue and a plate that has your name, et cetera, on it. Has to be ordered ahead of time, and there has to be a committee selection. And then it's awarded at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Banquet in January. So November 22nd may seem kind of early, but there's always a process that follows that. So you have most of the month of November to think about, and this is, by the way, not just an Atlantic person. This is the area, and we've had rural people. We have from Elkhorn. You know, think about the surrounding area in terms of this award. Somebody who's really helped women reach their own goals.
Very good. Should be easy because there are a lot of folks that do that.
That's true.
But who takes it to the next level?
Yeah.
You know.
And then, it, you know, it takes somebody to do that nominating, say, oh, yeah, this is the person. That's okay, right. Let's get this done. And like I say, it's a pretty easy nominating form. So do it.
Yep, get
now.
After it.
Yeah,
soon.
You bet.
Real soon. All right. Well, that's all the time we have this week. Thanks for spending time with us here. This is Jim Field.
And LaVon Eblen.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.